The next patient is Saint Lenore Filsami. I'm going to spell the last name. F like in Foxtrot, I, L like in Lima, S like in Sierra, A like in Alpha, I like in India, M like in Mike, E like in Echo. That's the last name. The first name is like in Sierra, A, I, N like in November, L like in Lima, O, U, I, N like in November, O, R. Number one, the patient has a history of CKD stage 2 that has remained very stable. This patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.3, a BUN of 25, and that there is an estimated EGFR that is above 60, period. This has remained stable, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. The patient continues to take the same medications, including lisinopril and amlodipine. And hydrochlorothiazide. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of hyponatremia. This hypokalemia. This hypokalemia is believed to be related to the administration of hydrochlorothiazide. However, there is always the possibility of a hypertension that is aldosterone driven. The blood pressure is 142 over 68. The potassium is 3.2. We are going to add the administration of aldactone. That in the long run is going to decrease the blood pressure and decrease the neoproliferation. Period. The patient is motivated to continue with a low sodium diet and a plant-based diet that he is trying to follow. Following number. The patient is overweight with a BMI of 33. He's advised to lose 6 pounds. And we gave examples of how to do it. He has one or two meals a day, but they are big meals. He's advised to take 3 meals with his small plate. So he reduced the caloric intake. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient discontinued the use of omeprazole. And he is without any symptoms. In general, this patient is a CKD2 with some degree of nephrosclerosis, arterial hypertension, and tendency to hypokalemia. We are going to add aldactone 25 milligrams on a daily basis and reevaluate the case in 5 months. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.